all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly, so was I.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection with Reverend Leilani Schmidt. I'm Dr. Reverend Bonnie Weisenberg, and along with Leilani's other special guests, Todd Stockwell and Gary Evans, we welcome all of you to the show on this very special night that helps you to plug into the new paradigm, the show that will give you the information that you are seeking and need to know, for we are the leaders of the new paradigm. Aloha, Leilani, and thank you for having us as your special guest this show.
Thank you, Miss Bonnie. It's always such an honor and a pleasure to be with each and every one of you. So I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Todd Stockwell and Gary to the show.
Yay!
Hey!
Welcome, guys.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having us. Is this the new paradigm that we're in right now, you know, 8 minutes late?
You bet it is.
There you go.
New time.
Indigo time.
That's right. I just wondered. This is the way it's going to work. I got to reset my clocks.
That means we're on time.
I know you guys are all fired up like I am.
Yeah, we're gonna be comparing the old paradigm to the new paradigm, and my first one I'm gonna throw out there is John McCain.
old paradigm.
Oh. I think I'm playing the fifth at the moment, guys.
That's right. You be in Phoenix and they can hurt you.
Oh, that's right, huh? I am in Phoenix.
Yeah, they still pull you over in your car for saying things like that, don't they?
Sure
oh,
do.
Yes, they do. Well, you know how they handle business here in Phoenix, don't you?
They've got the cameras the up there, right?
Well, they take us out to the desert. Why waste tax money? Hey, you guys, don't get me started tonight, okay? But before we get our show started for this evening, I truly want to welcome all the listeners of BBSRadio.com and to all the listeners of Pal Talk as well. I'd like to share the call-in numbers with each of you tonight, and those are toll-free 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350, our direct lines Same area code is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. I'd like to remind all of our listeners with the Universal Spiritual Connection, there is indeed a wealth of information that I do post up on my show page with BBS Radio. And also for all the listeners in Pal Talk, for your convenience, I also have the information not only to my website, but also to our guest websites as well, and all the call-in numbers for each of you. But I'd like to invite all of you to spend some quality time as you search our guest websites. You'll find that there is indeed a wealth of information that I know that you will find not only empowering, but really, really invites you to be your greatness. And before I also get the show started tonight, I want to remind all of you this evening that tomorrow is the big day to send your faxes and letters and emails to www.faxonwashington.org. And this is with Stephen Bassett with PRG. We do have his contact number, and that is area code 215-8344. Let me repeat that number once again. It's area code 202-215-8344. As you all know, we can make a huge difference as we are truly witnessing today. This is the day that we are definitely making history, that each of us, you and I, have worked very hard to do. And this is in regards to the truth embargo. Your letters, faxes, and emails will be sent directly to Washington, D.C., and this will go directly to the initiatives of the Office of the President-Elect, calling for the formal acknowledgement of the extraterrestrial presence. And for your convenience, not only do I have it posted on my show page, but for all you listeners as well in PAL Talk. So, Todd, we, I understand, are going to talk about the old paradigm versus the new paradigm.
E.T. phone home.
Basors unite.
Ilya.
I knew that was coming.
You want to start up an Osteor Planta here tonight. What,
yeah,
what do you want to talk
about?
No, take us on a trip around the great central sun.
Yeah, don't start us on that E.T. thing, man. Come on.
Start us going. We could go places with that. That's probably, we shouldn't be going
right now.
Well, maybe we should.
No, we shouldn't. No, we shouldn't.
They don't call now.
Hey,
it's time for the
time to do the new paradigm chat, huh?
Yeah,
the new paradigm.
Are we going to get started with an empowerment first, or
sure.
What do you think?
It's time for change.
Yeah,
let's do that. Let's do the download first. We'll have Gary explain exactly what the listeners are indeed receiving, and then we'll do the download and talk about the juicy stuff, the new paradigm.
The new paradigm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're talking universally here already. Boy, with this UFO stuff you've been talking about. Right, we got universal codes, and these are used to, of course, connect you to your core. And inside this core, you hold the whole universe inside you. That's pretty much what we're going to be talking about this evening, is the new paradigm is inside you. And so it's real important to remove all the negative structures, get rid of the obstacles, the things that stand in your way, and all that negative programming goes bye-bye, and all of the light comes into your body, and with it, you'll get downloads of information, and you're going to get understanding, and things that you've never thought of before are suddenly going to make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be able to connect the dots. And so that's what we're trying to do, to get everybody energized. So if you're ready.
It's all for you, Todd.
Plug it in.
Hey, that reminds me of a song. Plug it in, plug it
plug in. Plug it in, right.
That's like a commercial, isn't it? like it's something like that.
Yes, the scent. It's about scent.
Uh-huh. We're going to plug them into the new paradigm tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
we can make things smell better.
There you go.
Should.
Yes, in many different ways.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Archangelically. Right. Okay, here we go.
Excellent. Okay, so everybody relax. You can lean back if you're in a... Make yourself comfortable. You can lie down if you need to. Close your eyes. Take a deep, deep breath. Releasing slowly with a dragon breath. So... And focus on a huge tree with an opening of light, and reach into that opening of light with your spirit hands, not your physical, and say, open, full access.
Open full access.
Now feel yourself in the center of this massive tree, surrounded by light crystals. They're all brilliant. They're all singing. Some are reaching directly to you and calling directly to you. So reach to those and say, open full access.
Open full access.
Feel yourself moving quickly up a massive tube of light. Faster and faster. Repeat after me, speed of light.
Speed of light.
Speed of sound.
Speed of sound.
Speed of higher light.
Speed of higher light.
Speed of thought.
Speed of thought.
Speed beyond thought. Speed beyond the beyond.
Speed beyond.
Expand. Ignite. Explode. Connect. Explode. Connect. Explode. Connect. 1, 2, 3, open.
One, two, three, open.
Delete old files. Delete old programs. Release negative structures.
Release false realities.
Reprogram.
Restructure.
Reconnect. Recomplete. Activate all codes needed. Activate all higher light codes. Activate all higher truth codes.
Activate all higher truth codes.
Activate. New beginning. Golden beginnings. Golden truth. Golden reality. Christ reality. New paradigm. Heaven on earth. I am. Expand.
888.
777.
777.
11111.
11111.
12-12-12.
12-12-12.
Unite.
Ignite.
Rainbow Bridge.
Rainbow Bridge.
Crystal Bridge. Golden Bridge. Unite.
Unite.
Ignite.
Ignite.
Bilate.
Bilate.
Mapo.
Mapo.
Bade.
Bade.
Diago.
Diago.
Chiaco.
Chiaco.
Malato.
Malato.
Baate.
Baate.
Diaco.
Diaco.
Shiva.
Shiva.
Shehina.
Shehina.
Sukata.
Sukata.
Trevai.
Trevai.
Aloe.
Aloe.
Alaha.
Alaha.
Ananeha.
Ananeha.
Abridosh.
Abridosh.
Ensof.
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 I am the highest light of God.
I am the highest light of God.
I am the Christ reality.
I am the Christ reality.
I am the highest power of God.
I am the highest power of God.
I am the new paradigm.
I am the new paradigm.
I am the highest love of God.
I am the highest love of God.
I am myself.
I am myself.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
Amen.
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 Anchor.
Anchor.
Ground.
Ground.
Solidify.
Solidify.
I do remember.
I do remember.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I do remember.
I do remember.
I am the Christ reality.
I am the Christ reality.
I am the new paradigm.
I am the new paradigm.
I am heaven on earth.
I am heaven on earth.
I am myself.
I am myself.
I do remember. I am God.
I am God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. How do you feel?
That was awesome.
You know how I feel.
It was awesome.
You know, it's so interesting because it's so nice to live our lives with such joy and have that calm and that peace and be able to really not only feel that divine love within ourselves, but where it just explodes everywhere around us. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Oh, a lot of people don't realize I do a lot of laughing in my own environment, you know, and laughter is so powerful, isn't it? Are you guys there?
Yeah.
We're just sitting here taking it all in.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's one of the most powerful things that we have.
I'm just getting, you know, the connection, because we always say that we have God within us, and we always speak of that we're here to create, just as God sent us here to create, for God is all about creation. So that last line of that empowerment meant a lot.
Yeah, and that long pause really was awesome. Bonnie's forgetting to talk. She's typing on the screen instead of talking.
I'm sitting.
And remember, it's a radio show.
No. I'm sending love and light to
Seth. No subtitles.
wait now. Everyone out there worldwide, I work with these guys all the time. This is how we are. All the time. Every one of us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, when you find the oneness, when you're oneness with the Creator, the Source, like we're saying, where we're clearing out the core and clearing out those obstacles, and this is in order to find your divine path. And when once you're on your divine path, you find the true joy in your life, which brings you into this wonderful, peaceful, serene, nothing bothers you zone. And once you're in this zone, I mean, the learning is endless. I mean, and there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. You have a euphoric feeling that you're one with God, one with the Creator. You are a Creator. You are a God. Mm-hmm. And because we are made in that image, and we were made from that template. And so once you're on your divine path, you're going to find that you are truly strong. You are truly the new paradigm, and this is a very powerful empowerment we have here tonight. And those of you that follow along, you're going to be finding improvements in yourself, if not immediately, but soon. Mm-hmm. You know, these things will come to you because they build upon one another.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great feeling. Yeah,
yes.
Really like it.
Incredible.
We were going to talk about some of the differences between the old paradigm and the new paradigm. One of them is happening tonight, this election that we're having, and where they're picking a new president of the United States, which is going to be, she's described as the leader of the free world, basically, and many other countries depend on this country and our economy and the way our country works in order to be successful themselves. You can see all the markets are tied together. It's a world economy. It's a world business. And these are going to be changing, too, with the new paradigm. And Todd has brought this up in many instances.
Yes.
So this is a night that Todd is very happy there in Detroit. And you'd like to expand on that just a little bit? This is one that you've been waiting for.
Yeah, he's been speaking about it for a while.
Yeah, you know, it's happening. You know, we're in the shift, you know. We talk about... you know, what is the new paradigm? What is Christ reality? You know, and it's heaven on earth, and we're here. It's right now. We don't have to be waiting for 2012. We don't have to be hoping that 2012 is hitting. It's here. It's upon us. It's now, and we're creating it. And the beauty of this whole thing is that it's not scripted. You know, that might make some of the old church thought, like the Calvin plan of predestination, kind of upset these individuals. But hey, you know, that's old paradigm. You know, and the truth is the truth, and we're creating a whole different reality, and even heaven is changing. So, so hey. Let's create something beautiful, and it sure is beautiful right now. It looks like the election is going toward the new paradigm, so that's going to help us out a little.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not really necessary, but it's going to be helpful when the new government is creating heaven on earth.
Yes.
And as heaven does, it truly comes down. Mm-hmm. The earth ascends, and heaven comes down.
Mm-hmm.
And we strive toward that perfection.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And it's going to make it the transition easier if the right people are there to hand over the reins, which is hopefully what's going to happen tonight.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to happen, all right. And I'm as thrilled as Todd is because you know why? It's so important. is because we all work to get where we are today. Mm-hmm. And every one of us are joining side by side to observe all of our efforts to make this history today. And our lives will become so much better. Things will flow so much easier into our lives, and we won't necessarily have to do all that struggling anymore that we've all done. I know I have so many times. I'm excited for the people worldwide, because we're going to be the recipients of this great change that is taking place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely, definitely.
And, you know, it's interesting because I'd like to share a thought about the old paradigm. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, and we're witnessing it today that that is leaving. And yes. and I'm so – and every all of you will get to witness the bigger picture of what why we're so excited mm-hmm. about today's elections. But getting back to that old paradigm, it was an idea for all of us mm-hmm. to – awaken to the idea that we were so much more than what we had been programmed or led to believe of who we are. And yeah. and Todd, I'm sure you'd like to share your thoughts on that as well. Can you hear the excitement?
Of course. It's massive. You know, well, you know, we've been taught, you know, that we're separate from God, you know. We've been taught so many things that you know, when we look at, you know, that we're completely disconnected from God, and it can't be further than the truth. We you know, there are many who are out there who will say, you know, that that's not the case. But the truth is that that's what we've been fed, is that we're all completely separate, and we have to be good in order to we have to be good, but okay, which is a manly term. That's not a human term, not a God term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure. Yeah, the big bad God is up there checking his list like Santa Claus. And sorry, you know, you should have shared that one time. Not gonna get what you want. That's not how it works. You know, we're here for an experience. That old school thing that we're here for lessons and all this kind of thing is old paradigm. It's right. All old paradigm. We're looking at a bigger picture, a bigger truth. Mm-hmm. You know, with the Christ reality, you know, there've been many evolutions, you know, within the consciousness, but the greatest time we're here during the greatest time ever on this planet. Mm-hmm. You know, we've chosen to create a whole new world, like I said earlier. You know, free mm-hmm. of jealousy, free of negative competition, mm-hmm. free of the need to be right, and free of the need to mm-hmm. be better than or less than others. You know, free of fighting mm-hmm. and free of war, okay? And I'm going to say that loud. Free of war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the time. Remember in the 80s, early 80s, when the Time mm-hmm. sang that song, Pup, 2, 3, 4, what the heck are we fighting for? Remember
yes.
that one?
That was
great. Remember, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That was classic. Classic. So everybody should get up there and do the walk.
Right.
That was really cool. You got to have your purple pants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, yeah, yeah, the zoop suit on, and everybody mm-hmm. get in their zoop suits tonight.
Uh-huh.
Do the
yeah.
dance, do the walk dance.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is... You're saying that religion as we know it today is also going to be changing.
Yes.
Yes, it has to change because,
yes.
remember, religion was created with the thought that God was outside of us.
Right.
When Jesus Christ came to speak the truth to individuals and say that God is not out there, God is right there in your core, mm-hmm. People didn't really get it. So they had to try to put a picture to it that made sense to them in that dense time. Okay? There have been many masters and teachers who have tried to explain this, etc. But they've fallen flat, you know, as far mm-hmm. as in the big picture of things. We've had these many transformations on the planet, and now we're heading toward one of the biggest ever here at 1111.
Yes.
Just a massive time shift between 11:11 and 11:18 is going to be massive, okay?
Yes.
And in this transitional period, things, you know, are going to move way faster than they already have, okay? And that's where I'll keep it. There are a lot of things happening, so just focus on being a part of the new reality and being open to the truth that the ultimate experience, you're a part of the ultimate experience, and experience it fully. Don't be concerned about what should it look like, what I should do, because shoulds are not really part of of God. Shoulds are things that we've been trained, right? Can you think of times when you've been trained that you should do this, that would be the right thing to do?
We've been taught that all of our lives.
Right, all of our lives.
Either in schools or by our parents or by our churches and things like that, that are groups that we belong to. They all have rules and they all have regulations. And if you want to if you want to stay inside the group, you have to follow the rules.
Exactly.
Right.
So what's happening to the rules now? They're changing?
The rules are I find
they're changing into no rules.
Well, the thing is, too, that I find in school is that I hear so many say to a student, you should do this or that, where I honestly feel we should be talking to the student more about, I would say, the oneness, the we, the helping to lift each other up. You know, through your words, through your deeds, you are God, the God that's within all of us, even children, of course, especially children. And so as much as I can, I do try and show that in school. And because there's so much of it, especially in school, you should have done this, you should have done that. Well, no, you know, no. I mean, yes, you shouldn't hit another one just because you feel like it, but then again, it's a
with
more
with kids. You know, I mean, there's always certain things that they're going to have
that
to
you have to do,
you know, in order to get along.
Right.
But you know, we have to have a different discussion with
yes
kids to let
exactly
them know, look, if you treat kids like this, you're not going
right
to have any sense.
That's the thing. It's about the oneness, the lifting each other up.
And remember, we have an individuated self. That's the I part of the I am. So even within our individuation, this is another part of the new paradigm that we have to realize, okay? That even within our individuated self, we are still the oneness.
Right. Be good to each other.
There's
and
not
to
a
one
separate
another
between the I am anymore.
Hey, guys.
Right.
Guess what? I'd like to invite Harold St. Clair onto the show. Aloha, Harold.
Hello. How are you all doing?
Hello.
There.
Well,
good. How are you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Harold, would you tell us where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from Lawton, Oklahoma.
Oh, awesome.
No, we're supposed to say okay.
That's right.
Oklahoma, okay, all right, okay. That's right, Oklahoma.
That is so cool. Well, thank you for calling in, Harold. How did you have a question for all of us tonight?
You all been throwing the term around paradigm, and I understand the general concept in the word, but I would like to know the definition, what it really means of a paradigm.
Todd, we're going to turn that right over to you.
Wow. Okay. Well, the difference in paradigms are when there's major shifts in consciousness. So therefore, the new paradigm would be the next paradigm in line. So that we've transitioned from a dense reality to the true reality that all is possible, that we're not sitting in the lack world where that basically, remember, we've been taught for a long time that there's not enough for most people. You know, it's just, you know, life hits you, whatever, you deal with it, etc. But that's not really what's truth. You know, the truth is that we can create everything we need and more, each one of us. And so I hope that answered your question.
I'd like to add to that as well, if I may. And part of the new shift of the consciousness that we have all stepped into also lets us, where we become the we generation. There is no longer a defined separation between all peoples and all cultures, where we stand together in support of each other for a common goal and with fairness and honor and respect and love and compassion for all of our sisters and brothers worldwide. So there's no longer competition, greed, control, fear, all of those lower density energies that many of us have had to experience and walk through. And so this, and does that make sense, Harold?
Yeah, I'm that's kind of what I figured. I just wanted to hear it from, you know, because when you, I
sure.
think a definition of it to start with, because, you know, throwing that term around is good, but there's a lot of people that don't understand what it means.
Right, and of course.
Even new and old what?
Well, that's all I'm saying. Because the old paradigm, one of the things believed was there was just plenty for the few. But in the new paradigm, there's more than enough for all of us. And actually, the new paradigm, I would agree with Todd. It's undefinable, isn't it, Todd? Just as God is undefinable.
Yeah, of course. Right. Just as Ein Sof or that which is beyond the beyond God is undefinable. And so, therefore, yeah, you could say that. Because what the truth is, you know, in every major religion speaks of this time, you know, coming. Basically, it's where that all of those of us who have been individuated and sent off to do what, you know, here on this planet, et cetera, within a consciousness to create, are now becoming creators so that we can connect truly to the source that was the initial creator.
Right.
So that's, I mean, I think that's probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, this is God's kingdom on earth. This is heaven coming down.
Right.
Yeah. And we're going to experience that within ourselves.
Right, the kingdom
coming
of
from
God
within,
is within you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kingdom of God is within you,
It's the new paradigm.
Right. And so we hope that helps you somewhat.
I'd like to add this as well, if I may. And what you're going to witness as well, Butch, excuse me, Harold, is that a lot of the corporations, and there's many of them right now doing business, but the foundation that they're actually built on is being of service to the people. And all those that choose to be of service to the people in fairness and just and compassion, because that's part of that new paradigm shift that we've all stepped into, is it's unlimited now. So basically what we're saying to everyone is now you have that energy that is supporting your direct thoughts of manifestation. So your heart can create any world you choose to have now.
Yes, and you did bring up with companies. Now, you know, the truth of the new paradigm also is that within companies and within individuals, service is the key. It's purity of heart. So if you go back to Excalibur, the sword Excalibur, that's a good way of looking at it. That is the heart of truth, where that we have true purity of heart, that's the level that we'll be empowered to. So if we're truly of service, and when I say truly of service, a lot of times people think, well, that means that you bend over backward, and do things that, you just give and give and give, and you don't take care of yourself. That's not what it is, okay? It's true service is going to help this individual so that they can stand on their own and that they can create for themselves. If you're constantly reaching out and you're not really helping this individual if they're not moving forward. Do you understand what I'm saying with that? So some of the things that look like they may be of service may not be of service. And within the new paradigm, they will falter if they're not truly of service. There's another thing where, I hear all the time, people saying namaste, and they don't really mean what they're saying.
Yes.
I rarely use the term because of the way that it's been used. It means from the God in me to the God in you.
Yes.
Yet never have I felt the individual saying it, putting their heart around it. How can you make that comment and not put your heart around it? Your core has to be a part of this reality.
Right.
And so I don't usually use that term, but I wanted to bring that up because, that's the old paradigm as well. Mm-hmm. The New Age movement that most people know is old paradigm.
Yes.
Things are going to pass.
Yes, they are.
So
very much
these
so.
Things exactly. The newer energies will collide and clear that stuff right out of the way. So just be aware, be open to the truth, and you can get your own information. And remember, that's the key of the new paradigm is that you are a master in and of yourself. You're here to create. So therefore, you're getting information from someone else. Make sure that you get information from you and you follow what you know is clear.
Yes. Following
that's
the heart.
That's very
so we
true
make
because
connection
everything
with each
you,
other at the I'm same sorry. Time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Everything that you need, all the answers that you need are truly within you. You don't need to reach out to psychics. You don't need to consult the Ouija board. You don't need to look up your horoscope. You just go within yourself into your true divine core. Where also the light of God exists within you, the kingdom exists within you, and all that you truly seek, you will find there within you.
Yes.
Yeah, but knowledge sometimes you have to extract it from the outside. It's all the knowledge is not inside.
Actually, all the knowledge is inside. The true knowledge is inside. So that's why we work on connection, and that's why it's so important that you get more connected with your truth. And that's what empowerment is about. That's why we do these empowerments. And all the work that we do is about getting you connected so that you can get your own answers clear and precise. Yeah.
Yes, because the universe's wisdom and knowledge and truth is available to all of us.
Right. God's truth and wisdom is within all of us. And through these empowerments, especially ones that Todd does on the personal level, will really get you going to clear out within you what needs to be cleared out and to get in touch with your true divine self so that you become one with your divine path and that you really know the answers that you are seeking. And that's what the empowerments are all about. And perhaps this would be a good time, Todd, to give out your information. For those who are seeking.
Of course. Sure.
So why don't we go ahead and do that?
Yeah. You can check out beyond1111.com. That's beyond1111, so it's 4ones.com. Or else you can call me at 734-740-9110. So I've got the 911 number.
All right.
call me there for your emergencies.
Awesome.
And of course, you can reach me by email at todd@beyond1111.com. So definitely get in touch with me. And our radio show, the other one, is going to be on Thursday night at 7 p.m. now, Eastern time. So
right.
So anybody who's been following us there, make sure that mm-hmm. you pay attention to us on Thursday instead
right.
of and you can
and I'd
find
like
that
to,
out at the website. Yeah.
Yes, and I'd like to mention to Harold as well is that, you know, I'd like to encourage you and invite you as well to my show archives, because you'll find that a lot of the downloads are done at the beginning of the radio show. So, you know, if you're in a crunch to get to work or whatever your situation may be, you can always do the download and get going with your day and watch how that will propel incredible things throughout your day.
Yeah.
I've had people that have come to me and said, you know, I didn't know that you could listen to the archives mm-hmm. and have that download be any good, because it's like it mm-hmm. got stale sitting on the shelf or something.
Right.
But that's not true.
Yes, there is no shelf life on God's
No. Actually, I send these empowerments out to 50 million people, so that's the energy
uh-huh.
of it. So just be aware that they keep going and going and going. So
sure.
definitely enjoy them and definitely call us. So you guys want to share your info too?
Oh, sure. You can reach us at 954-937-5938. Our website is Rays of the Light, R-E-Y-S, of the Light, .com. And our email address is spirit111@comcast.net. And just remember that, you know, we're not about window dressing, which is truly what, in a way, the New Age was about. We are about what is truly within you, which is the divine creation and the divine creator that you came mm-hmm. here to be.
Well, there's no real agenda behind any of this.
Not at all.
We're just here to help.
Yes.
And Harold, I'm sorry, Gary. And Harold, you're welcome anytime if you have any questions as well as pull me to the side, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions at any time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, y'all. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and God bless.
Bless.
Great
okay.
question. That was a great question, everyone. I want to personally thank Harold for calling in to tonight's show, and that's what it's all about, is this mm-hmm. is your opportunity to gain insight and understanding how you can make a difference for you and your personal life, because it's here. It's right here, right now, for each and every one of us. And so one of our intents is to help share this knowledge with all of you so that you may be able to really step in and gain the understanding and letting go of all the illusions that we have been led to believe for quite some time.
Yes. And, you know what, and definitely join us on the beach down in Fort Lauderdale in December, too. 12-12 weekend. Yeah?
Yeah, I was just thinking it's about a month away. I better dust in sweet.
Sun be warm. Everybody get a convertible, fly on down, be in the convertible like me.
The convertible's waiting for you,
convertible by the beach. We'll be
convertible by the beach. Convertible by the beach.
Bikini Vortex Bingo.
Crystal Beach is ready, too. The Crystal Beach is calling to you.
Gary had to bring it back to those dancers, didn't
you? Oh, well, you know. It's all about the movement, isn't it?
Let me show you my
Okay, well, we're on the air right now, so, you know.
Well, I also wanted to remind all our listeners as well as to, I'd like to invite you once again to my show page with BBS Radio. I have a wealth of information about Todd Stockwell, Bonnie, and Gary, and I have all their website links up there, their contact numbers. And for those that personally know me as well, feel free to ever, you know, just to ask me any questions. And I'll also give you my email address, and that is imdivinelight@aol.com, or you can get in touch with me at 480-255-6198. I am so buzzing, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. You're so funny.
Yeah, I can tell.
You're so funny. Hey.
Hooray.
But you guys are used to that with me, aren't you?
Well, yes. Definitely. Definitely. But that's true. You know, the old paradigm based upon fear, and I really believe that tonight is ushering in the new paradigm where fear will definitely be a thing of the past. For there is truly nothing to fear.
Once you well, you have to gain the enlightenment, and that's what it's all about.
Right, to become enlightened.
To become enlightened with the downloads.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself.
For ourselves,
connect
that's right.
Connect to the source. That's right.
And it connect to the source.
And this is not going to take years for you to do. This is not like playing catch-up with somebody that's got 20, 30 years on you. You're going to you're going to advance very rapidly, and some of you are already there. You're just not tuned in. We can show you how to connect to that source.
That's true because, you know, it's interesting because there's someone in my school where we were talking about what we've been seeing in the sky, and she said, oh, I didn't realize it was this, this, and this. She said, you know, like, I see it, but I don't realize what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And that's truly also, you know, where the empowerments will help you so that you could get connected with your inner divine self so that you're able to know without anyone really telling you what those signs truly mean that we're seeing every day, really every moment.
We're seeing the new paradigm.
All around us, all the time.
The new kingdom.
All the time.
The kingdom is manifesting itself in our skies right now.
Oh, yes.
And those are the energies you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is truly coming down to earth.
Yes.
Heaven is within you. And so that's what you're feeling, and that's that thing that you need to solve, and it's easy to do. Just listen to the program here.
You can connect and walk in spirit neutral. That's the term that we use.
That's right. That's right. And many of the listeners as well have had the opportunity to observe me. And, you know, one of the words that when you were talking about, Todd, about the using namaste, what came to mind as well for me is when we say, I love you. And and that means a lot to me because now it's not just words for me. I can truly empower those words from that core and send that out to the individual or individuals that I'm communicating with. And it's nice to know that you can truly mean I love you.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful.
Yes, I agree.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love. And that's what it's all about is connecting with that heart. And I wanted to make a quick announcement because we are indeed getting close to the end of this show. Can you guys believe it?
Wow.
Time flies by when you're having a ball.
Yes, yes, it is. But you know
we're
what,
we're on new paradigm time.
Yeah, we are on the new paradigm time. So we're just flying around here many different
new
ways on many different
time.
Levels.
Yes, we are. But before I make this to remind everyone about the truth embargo, I'd like to give you an opportunity, Todd, if you wanted to share some of your thoughts, last-minute thoughts with all the listeners. Let's give out your information again, and then we'll have Bonnie and Gary do the same.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, you can reach me at beyond1111.com. That's beyond1111.com. Or else you can email me at todd@beyond1111.com or call me at 734-740-9110.
Awesome. And our website is www.reyes.com. Email us at spirit111@comcast.net, or you can certainly call us at 954-937-5938. If you live in Florida, come to class
Gary teaches awesome classes on anything and everything connected with the new paradigm every other weekend. Mm-hmm. So we invite you to come.
Yeah, you'll learn about the Beyonder and right. energies, and Todd, of course, is
and
coming
of course,
in
Todd,
December.
Definitely come.
Second week in December. So do come for that on the beach.
Huge
and
party.
On
huge,
the 12th.
Huge you'll weekend. Very powerful weekend coming up.
We'll jingle your bells.
Mm-hmm. In more ways than one. And on all different levels, too. And as far as I'm going with that.
And my understanding is we're having burritos.
That's right.
Enchiladas. Enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
The cheese enchiladas. Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys got to send me one, okay?
No, you got
to
come.
Oh, they're not the same if you sent them.
You got to come here.
Yeah. They have to be fresh. Fresh.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to work on trying to get down to Florida
awesome.
In December. Oh, boy, we're going to have some fun. Woo-hoo.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm always geared up for it.
And all you can eat sushi. We have the best.
Yes,
sure.
I have a sushi restaurant.
Anywhere there. Yes.
Caught fresh that morning from the Bermuda Triangle. So yes. How can you...
That will be a.
We have a question in the room, so let me see if I can locate that question real quick, because I would like to be able see if my one of my admins can help me out here with that question, or maybe we can copy and paste it real quick for me, and then I can read that question online. So I'll give my admin a few moments to do that for me so we can address this question. In the meantime, I will go ahead and make this announcement to all of you. And tomorrow is the big day, everyone. And I want to remind you that we have the power to send in our faxes, letters, and emails to the office of the president-elect calling for formal acknowledgement of the extraterrestrial. And if you have any questions, you can contact Stephen Bassett. The website address is www.factsonwashington.org. The contact number is area code 202-215-8344. And this is an important element as well, because there's been many technologies that has been shared for many, many years. It has been withheld from humanity that could not only benefit us on a personal level, but our children and our grandchildren as well. So remember, we do have that empowerment. So I wasn't sure. Let me check to see if I got that question posted up. Real quick, can't locate it, guys. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay.
I know. We like questions,
okay.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Hey, we got another radio host. Hey, good to see you between two worlds. Another radio host from BBS Radio. Good to have you with
me.
Anyway, wow, guys, it's been great. And I want to remind everyone to explore Todd's website. He does have another radio show that will be broadcasting on Thursday. I'd like to invite all of you there to tune in. He does downloads with that show as well. So it's been great, guys. I love partying with the three of you.
Thank you.
We love being on your show.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Always an honor.
Thank you. It is. It truly is indeed. So on that note, I want to remind you it is time to let go of the smallness and claim your greatness. Remember to always celebrate you and to honor and respect your sisters and brothers worldwide. It is now the time for us to stand side by side with love, compassion, and empowerment. So be well to each and every one of you, and God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.